Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Ches Omid Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Tov Samach Vav, and we're in the middle of Sif Dalet, which we began yesterday. And we were talking in yesterday's share about flour that was in a sack, and the sack became moist, what you should do. And we'll read over the Mechaber, which we read yesterday, that begins on Samach Zayin Omid Beis, and we actually read almost all of the Mechaber that's on Samach Ches Omid Aleph today already, but we haven't done the Mishneh Berurahs or some of the Deir Shu footnotes, and that's where we'll spend most of the day today. Should be a relatively short shir. So yesterday we brought down from the Mechaber, I'm reading from the second line on Samach Zayin Omid Beis at the very last word of the line, V'davko kozman shu meluchloch. That which we had our discussion yesterday about what you should do with the flour inside a sack where the sack was moist was when the sack was still moist. However, avolim nisyabesh halachluchis, if the sack had become dried out, the flour inside theoretically is dried out. Lo mahani riko, then the sifting of the flour that was moistened to get out any parts or clumps over there that had become chametz potentially or had become mixed with the water, won't work. Lo mahani rikud. And we explained why, and this we did all the Mishneh Berurahs on this. The mifrach, because these clumps over here, since they're dried out, will crumble. Umis'arev im hashar, and they'll mix with the rest of the good flour. And therefore, we had said, v'osur li'ochlo b'pesach. Therefore, you can't eat this on Pesach. Unless, elo, yirakdenu, you're allowed to sift it, v'yishmerenu, and save it, arachar Pesach. And there is no concern over here, we'll see why today, that there isn't actual chametz over here, it's only a chashash, and therefore, as long as you don't bake it and use it on Pesach, you don't have a problem. You can save it till after Pesach, it's not a problem, chametz shavah is a Pesach. So we'd read this entire Mechaber yesterday, albeit we only did the Mishneh Berurahs up until today's Amud. So we'll begin today with the Mishneh Berurahs, Sivkot and Yud Zayin. And he tells us, v'osu li'ochlo, one is not allowed to eat this flour that has been dried out from the water that was in it from the sack. The Mishneh Berurah says, "Va'afilu im afu kodem haPesach." Even if this occurred before Pesach and you baked it before Pesach, we don't allow you to use this. Why not? Sha'av shehaperur ne'afeh, even though the little clump of water and flour was already baked before Pesach, nevertheless, harayu chametz. It is pure chametz because it was flour and water that were mixed together that weren't worked on and baked right away. So therefore, harehu chametz velonis batel. It is considered chametz and it doesn't become batel in all the rest of the flour. The chanel, as we've already explained many times. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, ayin the pre-chodosh. The pre-chodosh has a different opinion. He says, shedaito, the pre-chodosh's opinion is, the mikre lach belach ve'eno chozer v'niyar. He says that this is a classical case, and many other posts can agree with this as well, as we'll see, that this is flour called lach, and it's mixed in with other flour that's called lach in halacha, and this type of a mixture, it is batel before Pesach, and it's not chozer v'niyar. And therefore, he says, the pre-chodosh, v'al koponim mutter lefos kodem Pesach, you're allowed to bake it before Pesach, and it's not a problem if you still have it on Pesach. V'chein iskimu harbe ha'achronim. Many of the achronim agree with this. The achar shenefe, once it's baked, nasa gush echad. Now it's one block, it's one item. V'nizbatel v'enochos v'nir. Certainly, it's all going to be considered mixed together as one matzah now, and the little piece that was a clump originally of water and flour is lost in it, it's batel in it, it's nullified in it, and it's not chozer v'nir according to these achronim. If you look in the Chofetz Chaim, Os Memal, if he tells us that this is also V'cheinu Gam Kein Das Bal HaLevush, this is also the Levush's opinion and not only the Pre-Chodosh. And he adds, Ochein, the Knesset HaGdola, Cholik Olav, the Knesset HaGdola disagrees with the Levush, V'daito K'psach HaShulchan Aruch, and his understanding is like the simple understanding of Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to use this even if it mixed in before Pesach. He paskins like the lenient opinion of the Levush over here, as well as the Pre-Chodosh, the Mikre Lach Belach, that this is considered Lach Belach before Pesach, and it's not Chozer V'niyar. However, he says, he says, the bottom line is, however, only if you baked it before Pesach, and then you have the additional idea that it's a Gush Echad, does he allow you over here to say that it's Batel. And he brings this down as well from the Eliyahu Zuta, Einu Mitzadei L'Hokel, Rak Bishyesh Od Sofik. He says you have to have another Sofik over here in order for you to be Mekel. And that's what the Mishnah Berura adds in the Shaar HaTzion Osman Beis. The Chofetz Chaim says, the Shaar HaTshuva in the name of the Pnei Yoshua and the Ginaz Vradim, they all hold over here like this leaning opinion. Harbi Achronim that we said that after it's baked, it's Gush Echad. The King Kosu, B'Sefer Mogin Elav, B'Sefer Emek Halacha, the Yefer Kodim Pesach, that you are and you should, in fact, go and bake it before Pesach. And it's mashma from these poskim, the ben yonenu, the eis harkadas hakemach, that when you are going and mixing the flour over here, you're sifting it, lo yachnis yodo leso chanate lemayach bekemach. Don't put your hand into the sieve over here and go and break up any clumps of kemach. Because the ayidei zeh, you chalotzis peru yovesh derech nikve anote. Because now, any smaller clump that you broke up, that is really chametz, is going to fall through the sieve. Ella, what should you do? Shianeya hanapa b'vat. You're allowed to shake the napa, the sifter, and anything that falls through, fine, but don't go and put your hand on it and crumble anything up there. Because if you do, the oz, im yesh eze perur, yishor ben napa, kimosha napa, kolet hamursan. He says, if you don't go and put your hand in there, it won't break up, and anything that's left on the top of the sifter that doesn't go through the holes in the sifter will be like the bran. And therefore, v'lachein, afim hoyu milamala ben napa, perur iso yavesh. And therefore, in this situation, if there were these clumps that were on the top originally, and then they broke up, minismayach kitzas mimenu achinasa peru dak min hadak kikemach, v'yotzami atzmo im shar hakemach, and then if any of these little clumps got broken up into smaller clumps, and then they passed through the sieve, lo ichpatlan. In this situation, we're not bothered by it. It doesn't concern us. Because this is definitely the heavy lach balach, according to everybody. Ubatul called him a pesach, and it's a batul, and it's not going to be choser v'niyar. So this is a makel opinion that's agreed to by many achronim. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Ein in the Mogin Elef, Shekosavot Sniflos there. The Mogin Elef has another aspect or facet of this to make a kula. Sheyikach k'tzas min hakemach. Go and take a little bit of this flour before Pesach. Before Pesach, you can do whatever you want to it. It's perfectly kosher. V'yochlenu kodem Pesach. So go and take some of this flour and bake it and eat it before Pesach. And now you have another tzad b'hokil, because you can say, even if there were clumps over here that were chametz, maybe I ate them. The nisla chametz b'masha ochal. You have halachically the right to say, now we've added an additional sofik over here. Maybe there was no chametz there in the first place, but even if there was chametz over there, maybe I ate it. And therefore, v'yesh lismoch al zeh b'mokum hefsid. One could rely upon this kula over here during times of financial loss. The issue footnote number 20 adds, likewise, if there are extenuating circumstances, b'shas hadchak, kishein motzi liknos kemachach, for example, there's no other flour around, and this is the only flour we'd have. If he doesn't have this, he's not going to eat any matzah on Pesach. O litchon chitim acheres, so there's no other grains that he could go and grind up. So then the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, yochol ismoch al divrei hamatir, and then you can rely also upon this lenient opinion over here. Furthermore, the footnote continues, and it says, this is all in regards to eating it. But l'shahoso bePesach, to own this on Pesach, then the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that even the machmir opinions that say you can't eat it, say you don't have to burn it, and you're allowed to keep it in your possession. It's not considered chomei shavas of Pesach. Why not? Because gam l'das ha'omrim l'gabei tarov oslach b'lach shenis batel l'chomitz b'shishim kodem b'pesach shechozu hu nier b'pesach v'osu lechos ha'tarov. It's even according to the machmir opinion that says that it's not considered lach b'lach, and it is chozer v'nier b'pesach. Nevertheless, we call makom mutul lashol. So even that opinion, that machmir opinion says you can't eat it, would say you're allowed to retain it and you don't have to destroy it or burn it or sell it to the goy. And while one might have thought that you should have to go and be mevatel it over here, give it to the goy, or be mevatel it as chometz, because the little clumps over here inside this flour aren't going to be batel, it's not lach belach, and therefore it's not batel, and it would be chos every year. But the whole isser over here of retaining it is only an isser derabbanon. Shari ain shom pira kizayis, because there's no kizayis, and there is only an isser derabbanon to have less than a kizayis over here. And likewise, v'gam ein kan vadei chometz ela sofek shemo yotzer pira derech nikvei anapa. And likewise, you're not even certain over here that there are any clumps of chometz in the flour. Maybe they all stayed on top of the sieve. Therefore, yesh lismoch hadas armim sheyavesh belach misbato. Then you can rely here, certainly since it's all derabbanan, on the fact that it is batel and it's not going to be chosiv in the air. V'gamai perurim his batlu betoch hakemach kol pesach, and any little clumps that were in fact there are batel, and therefore, while you can't eat it, mutul l'shalas hashos. So you're allowed to go and keep it and own it on Pesach. You don't have to burn it or sell it to the guy, and certainly after Pesach, it's not considered chometz sheover olav esa pesach. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes Sivkot Yud Zayin with the following words. He says, "Mikol Makom, what should one do? Yikach matzos acheros alelos rishonos." We brought down more machmir opinions that you can't eat it, but you could retain it. The other opinion said that you could bake it before Pesach and even eat it. But even according to the opinion says you can eat it, certainly don't be yotze with this matzah for the matzah mitzvah that you're going to be yotze with on Leil Seder. Why not? The al koponim ein ze shomur kihogem, because even if you want to say over here that this is a chametz, but it's certainly not shmur matzah. It wasn't watched l'shei matzah mitzvah. V'adin b'chol hechi the machshirim mitam svek sveka b'chadomer. And anytime you have a situation where you're matzing something as a svek sveka, so then never use it for matzah mitzvah, even though you may eat it on Pesach. The issue footnote number 21 brings down kein legabi kemach shenidcham berechaim shalunikru also kedil anakosot. Likewise, if you have a millstone that was not really properly kashet for Pesach, and now you have the grain in it, so you should sift it, and this way you get out any clumps over here that were chometz. But you shouldn't be makel over here to use it for matzah mitzvah. And he says ein zenechshav l'shimur gomer. Again, it's not considered good shmur matzah. Sivkon Yuches, you can't eat it on Pesach. Now the Mishnah Berurah tells us, now a whole separate discussion, unrelated to that which we said in the Mechaber. And he says, what about V'achaborim shenoshchu hasakim? If you have mice that have bitten the sacks, in other words, there's saliva potentially for the mice now on the flour. So im nikar she'ochlu min hakemach v'nis yabesh halach luchis, if you can tell that they took bites out of the flour over here and it's all dried up from any moisture from their saliva, so then yesh omim shem huto chas pesach kulo asur. If this occurred on Pesach, there's an opinion says it's all asur now. The talinum, because we have to assume she'ochlu b'kama makomos pesach, they actually got into the bag in a couple of different places. V'rok she'befi ha'achbar machmitz kamo rok shel shar behema v'chaya, and their saliva will make it chometz like the saliva of any other animal or chayim. V'yakin lo mahani achizas osu mokum. Therefore, you can't grab onto the sack in one place because the mice are actually in multiple places. But v'imhu lifnei haPesach, if this occurred before Pesach, then you do have an etzah. Yirakei hakemach, sift the flour. V'yashenu ad achar Pesach o yimkrenu, and then you can leave it until after Pesach because anything on the top you've thrown away or gotten rid of, and or you've sold it, and the rest you're allowed to keep in your possession. Uchedin nislachlach b'mayim niskalel. This is the exact same thing as if it got moistened by water. What should you do? However, Abul Harbi Achronim Tovsim Ladino, the Gambozem Mahani Lechos Sviv Mokom and Noshukim Akemach Shetzelaytev. Others say, no, you can grab onto where the mouse bit over here, and you don't have to assume that it bit in multiple places or got wet the flour in multiple places from its saliva. Vashay Rakden of Yochav Pesach, and as long as you clamp off that part where it bit, so then the rest of the flour is considered pristine, and you can go and sift it, and as long as there's no clumps in it, any clumps left on the top, you throw away. But if there are the flour that gets through the sifter, you can use for Pesach. Dirshu footnote number 24 brings down the reasoning behind this is brought down by the Chok Yaakov. Sha'af shirok shel achbar machmitz k'mo b'shar b'lechaim, even though the saliva over here from the mouse could be chametz, mikomokom bekemach ein locho shehich, but we don't have to be concerned over here that the flour became chametz, because the way that an achbar eats over here is it keeps it in its mouth. It doesn't really drip saliva out. This would be like the discussion we had the other day, the sus versus the parah. The sus is a cleaner animal, so to say. The parah salivates all over the place, and therefore the mouse is more like the sus, and therefore it doesn't get it necessarily on all the flour. The issue footnote number 22 brings down that there's a different halacha in regards to various insects that may be over here. And he says, you don't have to be concerned about the saliva from these toloim, from these insects over here. However, he does bring down that the Knesset Gedolah says you do have to be concerned over here that they may have gotten crushed over here when you ground up the flour, and that there's body parts, so to say, of the insects in over here. And there's a chashash that those body parts over here, v'guf hatolas, machmitz, that could be machmitz over here. He brings down, however, the shelus of tshuva is tuv tam v'das is mekel, and says you don't have to be choshish over here for the guf hatolas. Nevertheless, he says, Yitochid Shein Lahokel Abel Tolom Yeveshos Hanifrochus Beyad. He says, you can be Mekel only if there are insects over here that are dried up and you can pick them out by hand. And the similar opinion is brought down by the Beis Aron in the name of the Birki Yosef, Shetoloim Hagedolos Bechitim, the insects that grow inside these grains over here. If it's Tolush, they're Mutaros. You don't have to be concerned over here. You can pick them out and toss them away, and then the rest is okay. And therefore they're not concerned that maybe when you grind it up here, you'll have an insect in there that could be machmitz the entire ground up grain. And he also brings that the Maimon Mordechai says that the Shari Knesset Gedol is also not oser over here unless there was a large amount of these toloim, or kishein kenegdim shishim, if you don't have 60 against the amount of toloim that you have. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Umahane eitz azu afilu imutocha Pesach." This idea over here works even during Pesach. Umikol makom roy lahachmer ki sheish omrim shelo bimkom hadchak o hefsed. He says, but you should take the more stringent opinion unless there's financial loss or extenuating circumstances. But then he adds, "V'kol ze kisha sak munach bimkomo v'lo b'lo niyanua v'lo nisari v'kemach." This whole heter that you might have by holding on to the part that's meluchloch and pouring out the rest of the good flour is only if you haven't moved the sack around and it hasn't been mixed in with flour by moving it about. I will until tell a sack miwakam wakam, but if you did move the sack around, oshinoshku bakama makomos besak, or that there were bites in several places over here, then the EF show litvos of the hal, and then you can't grab it and pour out the good flour, then lo mahane eitz azu, then this will not work over here, afladasa makila, even according to the more makel opinion over here. And therefore, it would have to have the same din as if it got mixed in with water, which we said previously, you'd have to go and sift it out, and only the flour that came through would be okay. But there is another opportunity here. As I just pointed out, that if there's certainly a financial loss, then you can do this over here and bake it before Pesach, like we said. And if you can do it over there, you certainly can do it over here because that was real water. Here it's only a potential of saliva. And then he says, he has a further discussion, Ayin Shom. Then we said in Sivkot in your test, the Mechaber said, what could you do? Yirakdenu, you can sift it and then keep it until after Pesach. Why? So you'll sift out the good stuff and leave that, not use it, and the stuff that's on the top, you'll go and burn. Then the Mechaber says, V'im nisyavesh bepesach osu lashoso. But if this all occurred on Pesach that it got dried up, then you're not allowed to keep it. You have to go destroy it on Pesach. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Chof, V'atam, dekayim alon chomish and tarvei pesach b'mashu, because on Pesach, if it gets mixed in, even if it's only a mashu of chomets, then it has to get destroyed. V'misarv shlo b'zmano b'no sein tam. And if it was before the zman of Isser, however, then if it had no sein tam, if it got dried up on Pesach, even though the moistening was beforehand, because when it was moist over there, it hadn't yet been mixed in. And only when did it mix in? After it dried off. Only when it dried off. And then it broke up and became mixed in with the flour, but that all occurred on Pesach. When it already was a mashu of chametz, shubamashu, and on Pesach, even a mashu is chos v'nir, it's always going to be osur. And therefore, for osur lashosu, you're not allowed to keep it. V'afti yirakdenu, even if you're going to go and sift it, harichashina, shiyerdu perurim kitanim derech nikvei anafa v'chadal. Maybe we have to concern that some of the clumps broke up, and actually some of the chametz passed through the sifting. Masha'en kein in nisyavish kodim Pesach, as opposed to if it was before Pesach, as we already said, harichaymelo anduhu b'chdei nisinas tam b'kol ha-kemach, it would have to have it's passing of the chometz the ketam throughout the kemach, the kan ein bo shirzeh, and here there's not enough, it's bottle. Furthermore, kosu achronim, the kol hasif hazeh, mayrei di adino shenislach ha-kasach b'mayim. Here we're talking about where you were going to have the sack moistened from water. Avum sofik shem lechluchahu b'mei peros, but if there's any possibility that it wasn't moistened from water, but it was moistened from b'mei peros, now you have another sofik. So then, yesh lo'ach lo'ach b'pesach yedeiriko, then you could use it after sifting it and eat it on Pesach, even if it became dried up on Pesach, because this is a sveka. Davi sveka. Shema, number one, nislach lach mi meperos. Maybe it was meperos over here. The im tim si lo ma midorah ma machinitz. And even if it is not meperos, it's something that could be machmitz, shema lo nisari klum ba kemach mi lichluchis nisyabish. Maybe it wasn't over here meperos, it was water, but nothing really became chometz. Therefore, it's a sveka. We call mokum mevshalo bakalim so kemach achel a Pesach. If you could get other flour for Pesach, and kedai lechachil lismoch asfek svek lochol bePesach. You shouldn't rely upon this unless you have no choice. What should you do with it? It's not real chametz. Eli yatzdeno lachar Pesach. You can leave it till after Pesach. Vuadim nislach of ezadov sheish deos ben aposkim who bechlam meperos v'mayim. Likewise, if it got mixed in with something that we're not sure of, is it water or is it meperos? Gam kein mutrai deriko. The same cool applies over here as well. Then we said, if it really was chametz, also lashosos, if cotton chavalev, v'lo kosav shezuken l'chutz, you don't have to throw it away. The who ozal l'shitasu l'kamim sif tofsach zayim sif yod ayin sham, that we can rely upon that which we learned previously, that the little bit extra of chametz over here doesn't add anything to the value, so you can sell it to a guy. However, the Ramah says that b'medino selu n'ogim l'sof hakov v'lo lim kol l'nochri, we don't sell it to a guy. The Mishmur continues and says, "Ulididei yochlim kol yakum chutz midmei isu shabo." As we just said, "I will das ramosh sham noigin l'sfar kol hu adim mazeh." As we just pointed out from the Dershu footnote, "Vadal lefi mash eskimu achronim the mogam hefzegadu yochl l'smoch al das mechaber." You can rely upon the mechaber in a financial loss, as we already learned previously as well, and therefore you can sell it to the non-Jewish person who pashu to biyesh akum ufana. This is only if the akum is right there. If there's no akum there, you're not allowed to be mashoso. With this, we conclude today's shir.